Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting second. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting third. The DH, Danny Cater. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rico Petrocelli. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bernie Carbo. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dick Drago. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting third. The first baseman, John Lowenstein. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting fifth. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Laron Lee. Batting seventh. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gaylord Perry. And now, play ball. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a line drive. Spikes throws the ball into Bell, who tags McAuliffe trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drago fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk strikes out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lowenstein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gamble for the out. One out. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bell moves to second. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Broemer takes first base on ball 4. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowenstein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Duncan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe strikes out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 1 in the game. Spikes hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1 to nothing, Indians. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 1 in the game. Gamble takes first base on ball 4. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards second. McAuliffe picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on McAuliffe. Hendrick moves to second. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. Duncan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Petrocelli strikes out. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 1 in the game. Carbo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy strikes out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brohmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 2 in the game. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Burleson bunts towards first. Lowenstein scoops it up and throws to first, with Brohmer covering, for the out. Miller moves to second. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Miller scores. Cooper moves to second. It's Red Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cooper moves to third. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 2 in the game. Cater is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gamble hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 2 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rusty Torres now playing right field. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 2 in the game. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-2 in the game. Duncan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-2 in the game. Duffy hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-2 in the game. Carbo takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Harper pinch runs for Bernie Carbo. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Miller bunts towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Harper moves to second. One out. Dwight Evans pinch hits for Rick Burleson. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a pop-up towards first. Lowenstein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dwight Evans now playing right field. Mario Guerrero now playing shortstop. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Brohmer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-3 in the game. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lowenstein for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lowenstein scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-3 in the game. Cater strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-3 in the game. Lee takes first base on ball four. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Hendrick reaches second base with a double. Lee goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.